Joy to be able to join with you in this service.
非常感谢让我和我太太 Jack 都能够来到你们中间来一起的有这个分享。
I'm looking forward to opening up 1 Corinthians 2:6-16 with you this morning.
希望通过今天我们从这个哥林多前书第二章的里面，我们能够明白神对我们的教导。
Well, who is your spiritual model?
谁是你一个属灵的榜样呢？
Who are those people in your life that you look at and know that they are close to God?
有谁在你的生命当中，当你看到他的时候，你知道他和神的距离是非常之近的呢？
Those people who you want to be like because they so embody Christ in their lives.
有什么人，你知道他们的生命是多么和神是亲近的了？
I mean, these are the sort of people that you just want around all the time. They are wise, they are humble, they are gracious, they are faithful, and you just wish that you could be half of what they are.
他们是一些有恩典，他们是一个仁慈的人，你知道他们有神在他们中间。
I'm sure you have these people here at PAC, men and women who you look up to and try and model.
我相信在友爱堂的里面也有很多不同的弟兄姐妹，你来到的时候，你知道啊，你可以的仰望，你知道他们和神啊非常的亲近。
The question we're going to look at today is what makes a spiritual person.
今天我们要一起的来探讨的是怎么样去可以成为一个属灵的人。
What are the characteristics of a mature spiritual person?
有什么德征从这些属灵的人里面跑出来的？
Well, this passage tells us of three gifts that God has given us so that we can become spiritual.
在这段的经文的里面，让我们看到有三个不同的恩赐，三个不同的礼物给到我们，让我们能够成为一个属灵的人。
And we're going to look at these three gifts, and then we're going to see how these three gifts should mark the life of a Christian.
我们将会去看看这三个不同的礼物，而从这三个不同的礼物里面，我们怎么看？我们可以看到怎么样可以把一个基督徒的生命表达出来。
But let me pray as we begin.
让我先做一个祷告，来，让我们一起的开始。
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you speak to us through your spirit. Father, we pray that you would be opening our hearts to it now and that you would helping us to be receptive to what you have to say to us. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Well, the problem with the Corinthian church was that they wanted to be spiritual.
哥林多教会他们的问题在于哪里呢？是他们希望他们能够属灵。
Now, that in itself wasn't a problem. It was that they wanted a specific kind of spirituality.
事实上，想成为一个属灵的人并不是一个问题。问题是，他只是希望成为某一种属灵的人。They
wanted worldly spirituality.
他希望得到这个地上的一种属灵经验。
The kind of spirituality that you find on the magazine stand or on a morning show on TV.
这种属灵的经验，你在这个杂志上或者在早上的电视节目的里面，他们能够找到的。
They wanted to hear the latest self-help guru, the happiness expert.
他们希望可以从当中找到一些可以自我帮助的方法，可以找到一些怎么会令自己快乐的专家。
They wanted the secret to the perfect and most fulfilling life.
他希望可以找到这个，可以让人生能够过得快乐，得到满足的秘密。
They wanted something spectacular like prophecy or predictions of the future, maybe some sort of communion with the spiritual world.
他们希望可以得到一个得赎的经验，他们可以能够说这个预言，可以看到未来，甚至到了可以和一些灵界的有互动的机会。
And so they're not particularly impressed when Paul comes.
所以当保罗和他们说到神的奥秘的时候，他们觉得没有什么特别的事啊。
This famous spiritual rabbi who had come.
这个最出名的一个属灵的老师来到了。He
had promised so much. In fact, we see what he had promised in verse 7.
老师说，保罗说到很多神能够要给他的子民的东西的时候，他们听到以下的简简直说到，在第七节的里边打在上边了。
He had promised to reveal the hidden mystery of God's wisdom.
保罗说到他要把神隐藏的奥秘表达出来。
But instead, what he preached through stuttered words and weakness was a complete nonsense to the Corinthians.
但是保罗不停地在说到的只是说到这个地上的人怎么的这愚蠢，这个地上的智慧是怎么的错误的时候，他们觉得保罗所说的东西一点都不没用。
This wasn't what they were looking for.
这不是他们想追求的。
For what had Paul preached to them? He had preached Christian spirituality.
而保罗所要所向他们宣告的、宣讲的是基督的他的属灵的经验。
In verse 2 we read, For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's all.
保罗要说的就是只有这么简单，他就只是说这，因为我定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。保罗要说的就是这么简单。
He preached about God who came to earth as a human and died.
他要讲的是一个神成为一个人而来到这个世界，还要死在这个世界里面。
He preached a man who had the power to end his suffering for happiness, but instead allowed himself to be nailed to a cross.
他虽然讲的是一个人，他有这个能力能够改变他，这样自己不用受到这个灾难，受到这个痛苦，但结果他让自己走到十字架上面去。
A perfect sinless man who took the sins and sufferings and punishments of the world on his shoulder.
说到一个完全没有罪的人，他愿意的把人间的所有的罪担到自己的肩头上去。
What utter foolishness.
哥林多的人看，这是多么愚蠢的事情。
And as Paul moves through the passage, he notes that this isn't a unique Corinthian problem, it is a humanity problem.
当保罗一直在说的时候，他发现了这不单只只是一个哥林多教会的问题，而是整个人类的问题。
Verse 8 we read, None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
第八节这里告诉我们，这智慧在世上有权位的人，没有一个知道，他们又知道了，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
You see, it was not just the Corinthians who had these problems, it was the rulers of this age.
不单是哥林多教会的问题，而是整个世界上所有的领袖的问题。
That is, it was Pilate representing Gentile wisdom.
这是这个比拉多，他代表了外邦人的智慧。
And Caiaphas, the chief priest, representing Jewish wisdom.Who crucified Jesus.
而同时间是大祭司的，代表了这个犹太人的智慧，他们共同了把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And so in reality, it was all of us who stood there in the crowd and shouted, Crucify, Crucify, Crucify.
而事实上就是我们站在人群的当中，一同的呼叫的钉他十字架，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
There's a song that we sing, it goes like this. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers.
一首的诗歌这样子说到了，看啊，这个钉在这个十字架上的人，我的罪留在他的肩头上，我和其他人一同了在呼叫钉死他的时候，我为了我发出的声音而惭愧。
This is a universal problem.
这个是一个普遍的问题。
God's wisdom is hidden, and it is a mystery to us.
神他的智慧是隐藏的，是对我们隐藏的。
God had come, but he was hidden in plain sight.
神曾经来到我们的中间，但是他从我们的这个眼光的之前，他逃避我们的眼光。
God came as a man, and we killed him.
神来到我们人的中间，成为人，而我们把他杀了。
You see, this is gift number one.
在这里我们看到，这个是神所给我们第一个的礼物。
The saving cross of Christ.
一个拯救我们的十字架。
It was life bought through death.
就是一个生命通过死亡而得到的生命。
Peace bought through pain and suffering.
通过痛苦和这个灾难而得到的和平。
Salvation won through sin and punishment.
一个拯救通过从这个罪和这个刑罚的当中我们得到拯救。
Can you see that these paradoxes make no sense to worldly thinking?
当我们用这个地上的智慧来想的时候，我们觉得这是不对的。
We cannot understand the cross if we're left to our own devices.
靠着我们自己的能力，我们没有办法能够明白这个十字架的道理。
You see, we need something more.
所以我们需要更多的帮助。
The murder of the sinless Son of God shows the breadth and length and height and depth of our depravity.
把这个没有罪的神的儿子钉死在十字架上的时候，我们看到我们的罪恶是多么的长和高深。
We are trapped in the bottom of a deep grave called sin.
我们困在这个罪恶的深渊的里边。
So how are we to accept the wisdom of God if we can't get out of the grave?
我们怎么可以明白神他的智慧，如果我们还是留在那个罪恶的深渊的里边呢？
Well, the answer comes for us in verse 10.
而在第十节的时候，他这样子的告诉我们了。
But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit, and the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
只有神藉着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him?
Next one. Oops, sorry. Just hang on. 除了人里头的灵，谁知道人的事像谁样？除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
同样的，没有人能够知道神他里面所想的事情，除了圣灵能够知道。
We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
我们不是通过世界来得到智慧，我们是通过神，通过圣灵来明白神对我们的教导。
You see, only the Spirit.Can help us understand the gift of the cross.
我们可以看见，只有通过圣灵，我们才能够明白神所给我们的一切。
Why? Because only the Spirit knows God.
为什么呢？因为只有圣灵才能够真正的去明白神。
Only He can interpret and illuminate the actions of the Father.
只有他才能够把神所说的事情来解释给我们听到，让我们能够明白。
And that's the point that verses 10 and 11 are making.
这也是这个第十和第十一节要告诉我们的事情。
Let me explain.
让我解释一下。
How do you know someone?
你怎么样可以清楚明白其他另外一个朋友呢？
How do you know what they are thinking and feeling?
你怎么能够明白他们的思想和他们的感觉呢？
Well, somewhat obviously, you don't unless they reveal that to you by telling you.
一般来说你是不会知道的，除非那个朋友告诉你。
And this is, I take it, one of the precious things of friendship and relationships.
这样子也是我们知道为什么我们的友情和我们一些的关系是那么的重要了。
That the other person lets you into their world by revealing themselves to you.
一个另外一个人让你进到他的生命的里面去。
I cannot know what is going on in my wife's head unless she tells me.
我也没有办法让知道我太太究竟她究竟在想什么。
I can't know why she has reacted in a certain way unless she tells me.
我也没办法知道她为什么会有这样子的反应。
And if I try and guess, that's usually when I get in trouble.
因为通常我去估计的时候啊，我去猜想的时候，通常都是我搞到自己非常麻烦的时候了。
So understand the incredible gravity of this gift.
我们可以明白到这个礼物的重要性。
God reveals Himself to us. He tells us what He is thinking by giving us His Spirit.
神通过圣灵来告诉我们究竟他在想什么。
And so the Spirit is the second gift.
于是乎我们看见到这个圣灵就是第二个神所给我们第二个的礼物。So, let me get back to that. Start again.
And so the first gift was his son Jesus on the cross.
第一个是耶稣他死在十字架上为我们。
But we are so tainted by sin that we could not receive or understand it as a gift.
但是我们的眼睛被罪所封闭的时候，我们没办法去明白这个神所给我们的礼物。
So the second gift was the gift of the Spirit, so that we can understand the first gift.
于是乎，神另外给我们这个第二个的礼物，就是圣灵，让我们能够明白他给我们的这第一个礼物，就是耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上。
It's a double dose of God's graciousness.
我们看到这是神相重的恩典。
But again, we run into a problem.
但是同时间，我们进到另外一个问题里面去了。
Because how do I know what the Spirit actually says?
我们怎么样才能够知道圣灵何时和我们说话呢？
Do I just base it on my feelings? Will the Spirit talk to me in dreams?
是不是因为我的感觉呢？是不是圣灵在这个梦境的当中来告诉我什么事情呢？
Do I just listen to what the church says? Does the church interpret for me?
啊，究竟是不是因为我听到教会里面这些人怎么说？是不是教会告诉我神的心意呢？
Look at verse 13.
于是乎我们要看看在第十三节了。
This is what we speak, that is the apostles, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words.
十三节经文告诉我，并且我们讲说的这些事，不是用人的智慧所指教的言语，而是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Paul here is saying that the words that he is writing to the Corinthians and the words that he speaks to them come not from him, but from the Spirit.
保罗在这里要告诉哥林多的教会的人，他说到，我说出来的话不是我自己说的，而是圣灵通过我说告诉你们的。
They are the very words of God.
这是神他自己的说话。
And this is what we have in the Bible, the very words of God.
这就是我们手中所拿着那本圣经啊，就是神他告诉我们的说话。
And so this is the third gift.
啊，这个就是第三个神所给我们的礼物。
A triple dose of grace.
这一次我们见到神三重的恩典了。
The first is Jesus on the cross.
第一个是耶稣在十字架上。
The second is the Spirit so that we might understand the cross.
第二个是通过圣灵我们能够明白耶稣在十字架上的意义。
And the third is Scripture, which is the means by which the Spirit helps us understand the cross.
第三个就是这个圣经，通过它我们能够明白这个圣灵所对我们说的话。
So this is a tricky theology bit of the passage of the sermon.
在这里这一次在这个讲到当中有关神学上比较有一点困难的地方。
But I really want you to understand these three gifts before we go any further.
但我必须要让你们知道，这是神所给我们这三个礼物，在这个时候让你们知道。
Number one, God sends us His Son Jesus to die.
第一，神让他的儿子耶稣基督为了我们而死。
But our depravity is so great that we cannot understand the gift, so he gives us a second gift, the Spirit, to understand it.
因为我们的罪恶的心重，我们不能够明白的时候，他让圣灵来帮助我们去明白。
And thirdly, the means by which the Spirit reveals the mystery of the cross are the words of the apostles recorded for us in Scripture.
第三个礼物是通过圣经，通过使徒们所记载上来的圣经，让我们能够明白神的心意和他的计划。
So now that's in place, let's return to the question we posed at the start.
我们把这个已经预备好的时候，我们可以回到我们最开始要来问的问题了。
What makes a spiritual person?
是什么东西把我们变成一个属灵的人呢？
What are the characteristics of a mature spiritual person?
是怎么样的德征让我们知道是一个属灵的人呢？
Well, firstly, Christian spirituality, the life of a Christian is characterized by prayer.
第一, 我们知道, 一个属灵的人, 他, 第一个德经, 是一个, 他, 是一个愿意祈祷的人。
We are so lost in the darkness of sin that we must pray for the Spirit to enliven us.
我们是迷失在这个黑暗的罪的里边的时候, 我们需要这个祈祷, 去到圣神的面前, 让他来引导我们。
Because there is nothing that we can do in our own power.
因为通过我们自己的能力, 我们什么都做不到。
It must be the Spirit that animates our life.
必须要通过圣灵来引导我们。
One of the most vivid memories from my childhood was my mother.
在我的记忆当中, 非常重要的一部分呢, 就是我的妈妈了。
And you would see it when you were on holidays or homesick.
啊, 你可能就在你去了旅行的时候, 你会等着想啊, 妈妈哦。
After she got everyone ready for the day,
通常她把我们每一个人都预备好了, 都把我们准备好的时候,
breakfast eaten, siblings off to school,
啊, 早餐已经吃过了, 所有的孩子都已经往学校送去了。
She would go to her workroom, shut the door, and pray for half an hour.
他会去到他自己的房间的里边, 把门关好了, 然后在里边有半个小时, 他为了在里边祷告。
And you knew that you weren't allowed to interrupt her unless it was very, very important.
你知道你是不能够, 你不允许去骚扰她了, 除非那是非常重要。
But that had a profound impact on me.
但是在这里对我是一个很大很重要的, 有个很重要的印象在我心里边。
Because I've always known that she prays for me.
因为我知道她必定的有为我祷告。
Because she knew that this was the best thing that she could offer her children, her husband, her family.
因为她知道这是她能够给她的家庭、丈夫、儿女最好的事情。
And she used to know everyone on our street, not just by name, but she would know what their struggles were.
她不单知道在街上的朋友, 她不单只能够知道她的名字, 她甚至知道他们的困难在哪里。
Because she would ask them and then she would pray for them.
因为她每一次都会问他们, 然后问他们的困难的时候, 她也让他们知道她会为他们祈祷。
Because she knew that this was the most valuable thing she could offer her neighbors.
因为她知道这是她最重要能够去帮助她的邻舍的一个方法。
Prayer was something that marked her out.
祈祷让她从人群当中走出来。
And so the second characteristic is a life marked by devotion to God's Word.
而第二个属灵的德征, 就是我们有多着重神的话语, 就是圣经了。
The way that the Spirit speaks to us is through His Word, the Bible.
圣灵通过圣经来向我们说话。
And so we need to treasure it. It is a gift given by God so that we can understand what He has done for us.
我们要好好的去爱物, 看管它, 特别是看管我们的圣经, 因为这就是神对我们的说话。
Every time we open it to read, He is speaking to us.
每一次我们打开圣经的时候, 就是他和你和我说话。
Painting a picture of Himself.
他把他自己用好像一幅图画的一般的表现出来。
And giving us all that we need to get through life.
他也告诉了我们所有我们需要知道的资料来度过我们这个人生。
I always find encouraging the analogy of food with reading your Bible.
我往往的就觉得这是属灵的粮食来喂养我自己。
You will not remember most of the meals you eat in your lifetime.
可能对你来说,你人生可能吃过很多很多的段的,各不同的很大很丰富的餐, 但是你不太记得究竟你吃了什么的。
But you need to eat them to survive.
啊, 虽然你不记得吃过什么, 但是你必须要吃它的, 因为你需要通过吃过它才能够继续生存下去嘛。
You don't need to have a startling revelation every time you read.
你不一定需要每一次打开圣经都要感觉到, 啊, 圣灵要和我说了什么话。
But you need to submerge yourself in it so that it soaks into every pore of your body.
但是你需要把你自己浸润在这个神的话语的当中, 让神的话语渗透到你的身体里边去。
The psalmist says, take this word and meditate on it day and night.
诗篇的作者告诉我们, 你好好的读圣经, 每天早晚的去思想它。
Or alternatively, it is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
圣经也说到了，神的话语是我 路前的灯，脚上的光。
And so the third characteristic then is a life marked by the cross.
第三个属灵的特征就是我们背起这个十字架的生命了。
And this is what draws everything together.
就是把所有的一切的东西都拉在一起了。
When we pray to the Spirit and He speaks to us through His Word, He shapes us to become more like His Son Jesus.
当我们向圣灵、向神祷告的时候，神的话语把我们变成了更像他的儿子耶稣基督。
But this isn't necessarily an easy or pain-free experience.
但是这不是一个容易，也不是一个不没有痛苦的过程。
You see, when God cuts away at our idols and makes us more like Him, that can hurt.
当神把我们从偶像当中拉出来的时候，身上有时我们会感觉痛苦的。
When I am proud and God humbles me, that can hurt.
当我在骄傲的时候，神要把我掀背下来的时候，其实上有痛苦的。
The problem is we don't really like to think like this.
事实上很多时候我们不喜欢这些事情发生。
We often like to think that becoming more spiritual means less suffering.
我们往往想的事情是当我能够更属灵的时候我就会减少我的痛苦了。
And this is the problem that the Corinthians had.
这也是哥林多教会他们所见到的问题。
But actually it's something that we should expect.
但反而这是我们应该要去期待的。
Because of what it cost Jesus on the cross.
因为这就是为什么耶稣基督要去到十字架的理由。
Listen to this incredible description by the great Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon of what it means that Jesus humbled himself at the cross.
我们一起来看看一个英国的最伟大的这个浸信会的牧师Charles Spurgeon 他所引用耶稣的时候的所说的话，因为他这个比较长，也是一个非常有意义的一段的他的分享，所以在今天你们情罪表里边呢，我们已经印了他其中的一个他今天这个他所分享的这个内容，所以你们可以打开情罪表其中一份的资料，就是这个Charles Spurgeon 他要说的话。 You can read the whole thing.
He humbled himself. Was he not on earth always stripping off first one robe of honor and then another, till naked he was fastened to the cross? And there did he not empty out his inmost self, pouring out his lifeblood, giving up for all of us, till they laid him penniless in a borrowed grave? How low was our dear Redeemer brought?Stand at the foot of the cross and count the purple drops by which you have been cleansed. See the thorn crown. Mark his scourged shoulders, still gushing with incrimsoned rills. See hands and feet given up to the rough iron and his whole self to mockery and scorn. See the bitterness, the pangs and the throes of inward grief showing themselves in his outward frame. And hear the thrilling shriek,My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And if you do not lie prostrate on the ground before the cross, you have never seen it. If you are not humbled in the presence of Jesus, you do not know him.
May I just do the translation? 他先背他自己。他把他自己的荣耀的衣服一件的一件的脱上，直至到他完全的赤身的露体，他钉在十字架上，他为了我们把自己掏空，他的血洗净我们的罪。他还能够再往下走吗？他能够再掀背吗？当我们站在他的十字架的下边的时候，看见他的血流出来的时候，我们知道我们的罪被洁净了。而他担当我们的罪，忍受他痛苦的时候，他叫着我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么你要离弃我？如果我们不能够谦卑俯伏在他的地上，在他的十字架前的时候， 我们永远看不到耶稣对我们所做的事情。我们不谦卑来到耶稣的面前的时候，我们永远没办法明白他。
And this is the life that we are called to.
就是一个生命，上帝把我们呼召去面对的。
A life of humility at the foot of the cross.
一个谦卑的在十字架以下等待的生命。
You see, as God used the sufferings of Christ to bring about salvation,
当神用到耶稣所牺牲、所承受痛苦来带到这个拯救的时候。
So he will use the sufferings in our lives to make us more like him.
往往他也用到我们自己生命当中的痛苦来使到我们更像他。
We take the good things of God and twist them into evil.
我们用神所给我们的一切的好处来应付这个邪恶。
This is the state of man.
这是我们的人所平常做的事情。
But God takes our evil deeds and turns them into good.
但是神往往用这个邪恶的问题，我们所面对的痛苦困难，来把它变成一个好的事情。
We kill the Son of God.
我们把神的儿子杀了。
But God used that for our salvation.
但是神用这个方法使我们得到拯救。
And what this means for us is that every pain that you have.
在这个时候，我们发现每一次当我们面对痛苦的时候，
God is able to reach in and turn it to good.
神每一次都能够把它变成了一件好，对好的事情，对我们是好的事情。
Every bit of persecution that you are suffering for being a Christian,
每一次因为你是基督徒而面对这个逼迫和灾难的时候，
God is able to reach in and turn it to good.
神每一次都能够去到当中来把它变成一件美事。
Every spiritual attack, every temptation,
每一个属灵的攻击，每一个的诱惑，
God is able to reach in and turn it to good.
神也能够去到当中，把它变成一个美好的事情。
And how does this happen?
而这件事情是怎么样发生的呢？
Because these sufferings drive us to the foot of the cross, and we cry out again for the Spirit to sustain us.
因为每一次当这些灾难、痛苦发生的时候，都不驱使我们去到十字架的下边。让我们呼叫着神的帮助。
It pushes us back to prayer.
他把我们推到一个要祈祷的时间。
And so we open again the treasure of Scripture, and the Spirit tells us of the promises that God has made to us.
而这个时候，我们就会重新的打开神所给我们的圣经，我们明白到圣灵所给我们的保证。
And God's love and tenderness are shown all the more as we learn not to rely on ourselves, but on God.
而通过我们不要再靠自己的时候，我们才能看见神他对我们的爱和他对我们的恩典。
And this, brothers and sisters, is what it means to have the mind of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，也就是为我们怎么样可以有神放在我们的心里边的。
This is how we are conformed into God's image.
这是我们怎么样改变成为神的形象。
This is the life of a spiritual person.
这是就是一个属灵的人。
As we encounter life, we realize that we cannot do anything in our own strength.
当我们在生命的当中的时候，我们发现其实我们的能力不能够做什么事情。
And so we pray to the Spirit. And the Spirit strengthens us through Scripture.
我们就向着这个圣灵来祷告，而这个圣灵坚定我们，使到我们可以记住了在我们的生命的当中。
It is a humble road.
这是一个谦卑的道路。
A road marked with suffering.
这是一条路充满着不同的痛苦。
It is a hard road.
这是一条困难的路。
Yet it is the road of true joy.
但是同时间，这是一件让我们去到这个美好和欢乐的道路上。
Because we have the mind of Christ.
因为我们有基督耶稣在我们的心里边。
We are able to see, feel, and experience the evil of sin.
我们在当中虽然看到、感觉到，甚至受到这个罪恶所的影响和逼迫。
Yet we are able to rejoice that God uses it to bring us ever more close to Him.
但是往往每一次我们也发现到，因为这个痛苦，我们和神的距离就更加的拉近。
This is the joy of the spiritual life.
这是一个属灵生命当中的喜乐。
Let me pray.
让我一起的祷告，也这今天的祷告，我们也印在你们那个单章的上面。今天他这个祷告是一个非常美丽的祷告，我不会翻译了，但让大家一同的在看着他给我们这个祷告的里边，我们一同的去感受神对我们的说话。
May the mind of Christ our Savior live in us from day to day, by His love and power controlling all we do and say.May the word of God dwell richly in our hearts from hour to hour, so that all may see us triumph only through His power. May the peace of God, our Father, rule our lives in everything, that we may be calm to comfort, sick and sorrowing. May the love of Jesus fill us, as the waters fill the sea, Him exalting, self-abasing, this is victory.May we run the race before us, strong and brave to face the foe, looking only unto Jesus as we onward go. May His beauty rest upon us as we seek the lost to win, and may they forget the channel, seeing only Him. Amen.